You're listening to NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness. Today's Monday evening, August 10th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Hemo Scheuch decides to resign early as CEO of Wienerberger for personal health reasons. Ger Honka appointed interim CEO. Hemo Scheuch has resigned early as CEO of Wienerberger for personal health reasons. With Ger Honka appointed as interim CEO, Scheuch, who led the company through a strategic transformation, steps down after 17 years. Honka, with over 25 years at Wienerberger, brings experience as COO and CFO. The supervisory board accepts Scheuch's decision and commends his leadership.
ViroMed Medical AG signs distribution partnerships for ViroCap in 6 additional markets. ViroMed Medical AG has signed distribution partnerships for its ViroCap product in Spain, Portugal, Greece, the Balkan region, Romania, and Saudi Arabia. The agreements with 6 separate companies aim to expand ViroMed's international presence, with minimum purchase quantities set for each market. The company expects to generate additional sales of at least 3,000 devices per year. CEO Uwe Perbont sees these partnerships as a crucial step in ViroMed's growth phase, with plans for more partnerships in the near future. Quantum Biopharma, QNTM, receives FDA clearance to advance Lucid MS into Phase 2. Quantum Biopharma has received FDA clearance to move its multiple sclerosis candidate, Lucid MS, into Phase 2 clinical development. The randomized study will assess efficacy, safety, and tolerability in MS patients. Lucid MS aims to provide neuroprotection by inhibiting demyelination, targeting the enzyme PAD2. Previous Phase 1 trials showed a favorable safety profile. Trial activities are underway, with patient enrollment expected to start soon.
U.S.-made sublingual peptide strips launch for needle-free research. U.S.-based PX1 Research has launched a line of sublingual peptide strips for needle-free research, including retatrutide, tirzepatide, and BPC-157 formulations. Manufactured domestically under CGMP standards, each batch undergoes HPLC purity verification, ensuring 99% or greater purity. The strips dissolve under the tongue, offering a non-invasive delivery method for academic and institutional researchers seeking compounds with documented quality control standards.
Biomed News Breaks, Nanovirucides, NISEE, American, NNVC, receives regulatory approval for Phase 2 Ebola trial of NV-387 oral gummies. Nanovirucides Inc., NISE, American, NNVC, has received regulatory approval to start a Phase 2 clinical trial of NV-387 oral gummies for the current Bundibugyo Ebola virus outbreak in the DRC. The company will work with OMSI Clinical Research Private Limited to accelerate first patient dosing. Nanoviruses aims to provide a resource-efficient treatment option for Ebola viruses with its oral formulation.
Focused ultrasound shows promise in treating brain tumors. Focused ultrasound has shown promise in treating brain tumors, according to research from the University of Virginia. The university's Focused Ultrasound Cancer Immunotherapy Center discovered that sound waves could enhance the effectiveness of cancer drugs in treating gliomas. This breakthrough could lead to targeted brain cancer treatments with reduced impact on healthy cells.
Biomed News Breaks, Telomere Pharmaceuticals reports peer-reviewed telomerezine data supporting Phase 1-2 TNBC program. Telomere Pharmaceuticals reported peer-reviewed data supporting its Phase 1-2 TNBC program. The study showed telomerezine's effectiveness in inhibiting tumor growth in prostate and TNBC models by modulating iron and copper levels. These findings paved the way for advancing telomerazine towards clinical trials. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Biomed News Breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp reports Q2 revenue of $13.50 million, driven by $11 million in Tanya sales. The fibromyalgia treatment saw 12,592 total prescriptions, with coverage expanding to reach approximately 145 million lives in 2027. Tonix also advanced its clinical pipeline, enrolling the first patient in a Phase 2 study for major depressive disorder and preparing for a Phase 2 field study for Lyme disease prevention. Network news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp reports Q2 revenue of $13.50 million, driven by $11 million in Tonya sales. The fibromyalgia treatment saw a 100% increase in total prescriptions, with coverage expected to reach 145 million lives in 2027. The company also advanced its clinical pipeline, enrolling the first patient in a Phase 2 study for major depressive disorder and preparing for a Phase 2 field study for Lyme disease prevention in early 2027.
Network news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp reports Q2 revenue of $13.50 million, driven by $11 million in Tonya sales. The fibromyalgia treatment recorded 12,592 total prescriptions, with coverage expected to reach 145 million lives in 2027. Tonix also advanced its clinical pipeline, enrolling the first patient in a Phase 2 study for major depressive disorder and preparing for a Phase 2 field study for Lyme disease prevention. The company ended the quarter with approximately $176.20 million in cash and cash equivalents. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.